Blog Talk Radio.
Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. Only 30 minutes, only on Sunday. Your host, T-A-Z. Waiting on people to call in, but I want to start off. I've seen an assault, not like a speck of salt. An assault on TV. Rudy Gobert punched Carl Anderson in the chest just a minute ago, and it was an all-out brawl between teammates on the sidelines of the Minnesota-New Orleans Pelicans basketball game. I've seen an assault, not a speck of salt, and G. Lovely is in the house. G.
Wow. Wow.
We did the show yesterday, last night, me and my homegirl, and her claps. I told her it sounded like about 10 drunks at Wowie's, which is a club in the home front.
That was kind
about
of different.
About 10 drunks. Hey, it's really different. They were happy.
Somebody back there, whoa! I'm like, which drunk is that? That's the one that's going to hang me. I don't want him at the show. He got to go.
Yeah, that's the hand clap. I told you the machine changed.
Mm-mm-mm.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have to pray on that.
I know you wasn't going to like it. I knew it. I said, they ain't going to like that.
I don't like it.
We're going to have to endure it for a minute till I figure it out.
Okay.
The first thing I'm starting with is District Attorney Bragg announced a 34-count felony indictment of former President Donald Trump, and that happened the other week, but, of course, we didn't do the show because of inclement weather that I had going on down here as far as tornadoes dropping things of that magnitude. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg announced the indictment of Donald J. Trump for falsifying New York business records in order to conceal damaging information and an unlawful activity from American voters before and after the 2006 election. Your view on this indictment of the sorriest president I've ever been associated with. Your thoughts, Diva.
Okay, so that twice impeached, once elected, now once indicted ex-president, I'm hoping that whatever is in those charges mounts up to something, because right now it's not sounding so, you know, so stick to it. It doesn't sound like it's got a lot of meat. I don't see him going to prison. I don't see him really going to jail which is what I'd like.
That's not happening, but it could. A misdemeanor in New York is still a year in jail.
But
I don't think this is happening. First time offender, yes.
Yeah, so I'm thinking that might have a say-so, but I'm hoping by the time they Wisconsin and Georgia or Michigan or whoever else is after him, I hope by that time they see a pattern and they get him for what all he deserves. But, you know, like they say, you can indict a ham sandwich. It just depends on what you have on the other side of that indictment as to whether it holds up. So that's what we've got to wait on.
Especially ones with mayonnaise on them. I do not like it.
got you.
LaTonya. LaTonya is in the chat room. I had to play them again so D-Lover can hear it one more again.
She don't like it.
I know LaTonya is going, what in the what?
Mm-hmm.
My next one, Georgia looms next after Trump's indictment in New York. Do you think something's going to happen with Georgia? D-Lovely?
I really think something will. And that's the one I've got my heart set on. I'm hoping, because when you start talking about fraud, election fraud, I hope this gets him just what he deserves.
Okay, the next one that was big this week, and I know you wait for me to say it, but Republicans make rock stars out of the Tennessee Three. Did you know, just for history's sake, Tennessee Three was the group that backed up Johnny Cash back in the days? That's what their names were?
I did know that.
Just thought I'd thought. You did? Oh, my Lord.
I didn't know that.
I would play the hand claps again, but they're not worth it. After a grueling day in which she and two other Democratic state representatives faced trumped up explosion votes, Representative Gloria Johnson was asked why she was spared, while her fellow members of the Tennessee Three were expelled from the state assembly. It might have something to do with the color of our skin, Johnson told reporters outside the chamber. Johnson is white, whereas Representative Justin Pierce and Representative Justin Jones are black. She was only spared by one vote. I bet they willing to take that back after she went back out there in the chamber holding both representatives' hands like they won the horse race or something. But your opinion on the two representatives being expelled from the Tennessee Congress?
It's such a sad day for Tennessee and for America to see. Any time you don't like something, you just say it can't exist. I wish that were the case for all of us, because there's a lot of people that I don't like that I would like for them just not to exist. But that's not how the real world works. We have to learn to work together. So telling somebody your opinion, I don't want to hear it. And the opinion of the people that elected you, I don't want to hear what they have to say either. That's basically what you said. All those people that said, we trust you to make decisions on our behalf, you just told them, we don't care about what you want. We're taking it away from you. And I find that to be so disgusting. And I hope that when the time comes, that when it's time to vote for them again, that this is the first thing that comes up when you Google their names. Every Republican that voted them out needs to be reminded every time that there's a vote coming through. So yeah, I'm done with them. I can't wait to see.
Be
something.
Honest with you, one of the districts, they have to put the same guy back in until they vote for another one, and he might be on the ticket again. So they all might be on the ticket again. So I mean, it was a waste of time, waste of money, and a big light lit upon Tennessee's Congress and how they operate.
But they can still censure them, so that even if they're there, they don't get a chance. They don't get the opportunity to participate. It's the exact opposite of what's happening with the basketball team. You come in second, you still get to go to the White House. This is them saying, you came in second, and we don't want you here, so you just need to sit over there and be quiet. So when it's black folks, we need to be quiet. We just ought to be glad we were invited.
I think, I'm going to be honest with you, I think they have to do something for them to be centered. They can't get them on the same thing. just because they won the election and come back in. They can't censure them until they do something else.
I guess we shall see. They apparently can do whatever they want.
I don't think they can do it. I mean, they would have to do something else in order for them to put the thing to a vote.
They didn't do anything to start with, so that's not the reason. So they've already
They broke a floor law, a rule, but there's been worse done. I mean, other representatives have done worse, and they didn't expel them, so.
Yeah, one of the representatives that voted against them and said that they were committing a high crime is someone who tried to purchase an underage person and wound up writing them a check and an apology a few years ago, but they're saying that these people are immoral, but you're not.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. But also one congressperson peed on somebody else's seat.
Exactly.
In the chamber. So, there's that.
So I feel like saying, you can't do certain things, but they do it. So apparently you can.
I agree. LaTanya said in the chat room, filthy racist maggots.
Ooh,
that goes
a lot
without cussing. But they allow the accused domestic violence members and piss bandits remain seated. She said piss bandits. Okay. I can tell she don't like that.
Not at all.
The next one. The abortion pill ruling is a bad law, and the Biden administration should fight it. The Friday night ruling by Judge Matthew Kaczmarek to stay the Food and Drug Administration's approval of my the medicine that goes in for early abortions, that's in different abortion pills, is a travesty for women's health care. Principles of democracy, notions of judicial impartiality, and the rule of law. He put his opinion on hold for 7 days to allow the government to seek emergency relief. Within hours of the decision, U.S. District Judge Thomas O'Rice issued a ruling in a separate case in Washington State that lawsuit filed by a coalition of Democratic attorneys general in 17 states and the District of Columbia sought out to block the FDA from pulling the drug from the market. Rice's decision blocks the FDA from altering the status quo and rights as it relates to the availability of the drug. I guess this is going to go to the Supreme Court, and I really don't have no faith in the Supreme Court backing this drug of 20 years that's been on the market. All of a sudden, everybody's a doctor. Your opinion?
Listen, I don't even know what I can say because I know at this point I don't know enough about the drug itself, but I know that there's no reason to take it off the market. I don't think anybody who doesn't want it would be taking it. So I'm sure if you're taking it, you need it for whatever your purpose is. So I'm just confused by why it's an issue for the Supreme Court at all.
Well,
didn't they say they want people to make their own choices?
This helps. We're past that part. We're past that. I think it's for, isn't it for women who want to have an abortion without going through the surgery?
I don't know.
If they take it early enough. And then also, it's for women that have miscarriages to help them with the miscarriage afterwards. So,
oh, okay. I don't really know what this pill is for. Okay. Well, I'm learning today because I don't know anything about the pill itself, so I'm assuming that makes sense.
Yeah, this is for, like, when somebody knows they're pregnant early, not late, because that requires surgery.
Right.
But early, they could take this pill without going through the surgery part, and boom. And then if they're having a miscarriage, this can help, I guess, clean the area out, too, as well.
So is this like the morning after pill? Okay.
I don't think so because the morning after pill works. Well, could be. I don't know. I'm not going to say it either. I'm sounding like the judge. I'm not no doctor.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going by what I heard on TV, though.
Listen, I can only tell you what I heard, but I don't know how much of what I heard is actual factual. So.
Well, let me ask LaTanya. LaTanya, you're in the chat room again. I seen you got out and you came back. Can you tell us what the pill is for that they're trying to ban across America for the whole United States? The next subject. Wait a minute. Let me go there. This one was, I wrote this before I canceled that show. A man in a wheelchair shot another man who tried to rob him in downtown Houston. Houston police officials said it happened just before 9 p.m. at the metro station at Pierce and Main Streets. Authorities said the victim was in a wheelchair when a man approached him and tried to steal a bag. The victim pulled out a gun and fired several shots. The suspect was hit but managed to run several hundred yards, according to the police. Then he collapsed. First responders took the man to an area hospital where he was treated for the gunshot wounds and was stable, according to the police. Investigators said the man in the wheelchair was a veteran, was waiting to catch a ride to go home. So in this case, I think it's all right to have a gun in this case. How about you, D. Lovely, trying to rob somebody in the wheelchair? He could have killed the dude. Obviously, he shot to wound him.
It sounded like I tried to get him in his pinky toe. He ain't trying to really hurt the man, clearly, but at this point, I've never said, you can't have a pew-pew. I think everybody should be able to have one if they know what they're doing with it, if they know how to use it. That's your choice. The problem becomes when everybody feels like they can carry it on their hip everywhere they go, and that's how you resolve a situation. Only force meets force. But if somebody's just jabbering at you and saying, I'm going to take your wheelchair, you come this way if you want to, walk away. Oh, I'm sorry. Roll away. You don't have to stay for that. But if somebody comes and tries to take something that belongs to you, you got to do what you got to do.
It ain't like you could have got under that wheelchair and beat them down.
Listen, you never know. You never know.
Yeah, that's right.
You might mess.
You're right, D-Love, because I watched a segment of Ironside and was shocked and appalled that he got up out of his chair and beat this dude down.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, go on in, Ironside.
Yeah. Come on.
I'm checking to see if LaTanya wrote anything. She didn't write anything. Okay, Donald Trump, he targeted columnists Charles M. Blow for writing an article criticizing the former president after his first 2024 presidential campaign stop in Waco, Texas on Saturday. Blow made several comments in his Sunday article about why Trump remains dangerous, which the former president didn't take lightly. He blasted the columnist in True Social Thursday morning, calling Blow who is black, a racist, even though he didn't comment on Trump's race in the article. Racist columnist Charles Blowhard of the failing New York Times, a sick degenerate who doesn't like our country or the values that made it great. Somebody's going to get this dude on. Somebody's going to sue him.
Mm-hmm.
Like he liked to sue everybody. Somebody's going to sue him for actually putting these statements about people that only saying what's going on. They're reporting the news, but he's calling them names and belittling their name. Your thoughts on Trump's rhetoric against people who don't like his politics?
He is using all the dog whistle words that will rile up his base. He said the same thing about the attorney general in New York. He said he's a Trump hater. His wife and children are Trump haters. You don't even know that man's wife and children, but you now they have to have protection because you said, go get them because they don't like me. So he gonna get somebody hurt. He gonna get somebody killed, and then he's gonna do just what he's always done. That didn't have anything to do with me. I didn't tell you to do it. If somebody did that, they did it on their own. He's never going to take responsibility for it, so I'm just surprised that his base is still not able to recognize when they're being gaslit. That's sad.
Especially for all that money, too.
Yeah.
LaTanya wrote in the chat room, it is specifically used in conjunction with another pill to induce labor/abortion. Also,
okay.
It's used for cases in which miscarriage have already started.
Okay.
Does that sound like the morning after pill to you, D. Lovely? I think it's a different function.
Okay. It sounds like it does the same thing, but with more, in a more medical situation.
I guess. Like I said, I'm not a doctor, and neither is that judge that started this whole mess with the pill and trying to ban it in the first place. His dumb self should go sit down and just study law because he looks younger than us. And never to be a federal judge. I can't understand it. But, yes, Trump did appoint everybody under the sun that wasn't qualified.
He just wanted to make sure they were Republican. That's all that mattered.
And really, it wasn't him. It was Mitch McConnell. Because about judges?
We already know he knows nothing about anything. So it doesn't matter.
And
he don't know
nothing. Speaking of people that don't know nothing, what is your boy the Satan doing?
The Satan is. Listen. He's been,
he need to get rid of him, along with these dumb folks that are just causing hysterica. You know, I want to say the real word, but I don't want to cuss. Causing BS all around the country.
Mm-hmm. Listen, DeSantis is just mad because he got the mouse did it to him. The mouse took that big finger with that glove on it. And said, sit on this. So DeSantis realized he got done to by the mouse. He's so mad. He thought he was smarter than everybody. And what he didn't understand was Disney is not sitting around on their mouse hands not trying to figure this out. They were prepared for everything you came with. And now you look like an idiot. You look like a dum-dum. So.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm glad that did happen. They really outsmarted him on that one.
They really did. And I'm I said I'm so glad. I can't wait to see how they try to come back, and I'm sure they're already ready for whatever they bring. That's my favorite part. I can't wait.
I really think they might just need to let this go. Ain't too much he can do.
His ego won't let him. He can't. His
well, I mean, he can keep on looking stupid, but it would, you know, it'd be better not to even look any more dumber than what you're looking now, trying to fight Disney on this.
That's what smart people say. Clearly, he's not one of those.
Well, I'm sure his lawyers are saying that right now, because they don't want to look dumb either. And Latonya said, girl, yes, the mouse gave him his entire finger.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then she put laugh emojis after him. Okay, well, it's been a spirited discussion with the new equipment. I was waiting for E to come so I could do this to her. And also this. But E didn't come.
Pew, pew, okay.
Yeah. Like, that, you know. I mean, it's better than hitting. I mean, every time she says something, it's a needle scratch, for real.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, but you just don't like the claps, but y'all going to have to endure them.
I know. We'll get over it.
Else.
I'll get past it.
All right, then, D-Lovely, good talking to you. Talk to you on Wednesday if we remember. We've been forgetful lately.
First of all, it's Tuesday, and don't screw it up.
See? Forgot already. Hey, can I quit forgetting? Come on.
I don't know. Apparently not, bruh. Dang.
What did I say, Monday?
You said, well, oh, my God, you forgot what you said yesterday.
I just, as quick as I said it, I forgot.
Michael, I'm in danger.
Latonya said I enjoyed the topics and conversation, Taz and D-Lovely. Please enjoy the rest of your evening, and please have an amazing, beautiful, and blessed week ahead. Same back to you, Latonya.
Same, Latonya. Enjoy yourself, beautiful.
All right, then. Love you, D-Lovely. Talk to you on Tuesday.
All right, love you, too. Talk to you Tuesday.